With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. If it's snowing where you are, or you're told it will soon start, you have a lot of company this morning. Two big winter storms are on the move from the Midwest to the Northeast. All of that snow will be followed by bitter cold.
It's been a relatively cold week for much of the central and eastern U.S., and as this storm system moves through and brings the snow, it's just going to reinforce some of that cold air, especially across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
That from the National Weather Service. The severe weather is blamed for more than three dozen deaths this week, including several in the Pacific Northwest.
I had six kids. I lost two of them in one day.
Speaking with KGW-TV, grieving father Ronald Briggs. Two of his kids were electrocuted when they came in contact with a high-voltage power line brought down by an ice storm in Portland, Oregon. Also at SRNNews.com in Washington, D.C., they're gearing up for the 51st annual March for Life. The American Life League's Hugh Brown says today is the day.
We as Christian people have got to pray against it and then have got to actually take action. Because if not us, who?
Correspondent Greg Clugston.
This year's march is the second since the Supreme Court struck down Roe. Pro-life leaders celebrated that victory, but acknowledged the movement faces significant hurdles. In recent months, seven states, including Ohio, Kansas, and Kentucky, have voted to keep abortion access legal. March for Life President Jeannie Mancini has said the battle to build a culture of life is far from over. After a noon rally on the Washington Mall, participants will march to the Capitol building and Supreme Court.
February 28th, the date for a closed-door deposition by Hunter Biden. He'll appear before two congressional panels involved in the impeachment inquiry targeting President Biden. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 83 points. This is SRN News. Parents want more control of what their kids learn at school.
According to a new poll from the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, roughly two-thirds of America's moms and dads want to be able to opt their kids out of lessons that conflict with their religious beliefs. 67% of respondents in Beckett's latest Religious Freedom Index study also agree that, quote, parents are the primary educators of their children. The primary bone of contention is curriculum that promotes transgenderism and the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hungary's conservative government says it will not change policies designed to limit kids' exposure to the LGBT lifestyle, even though the European Union is demanding that it do so. The EU has vowed to continue withholding billions of euros in funding from Hungary in an effort to force the government to repeal the laws. Budapest has released a statement saying, for Hungary, it is unacceptable to spread LGBT propaganda among children. This is SRN News. Groundbreaking research offering future hope for people who suffer liver failure.
Surgeons at the University of Pennsylvania attached the liver of a pig to a brain-dead human body and watched it successfully filter blood. The liver was outside the donated body. The idea is to eventually try the technique in patients with liver failure. For decades, animal-to-human transplants have failed because people's immune systems rejected the foreign tissue. Now, scientists are trying again with pigs whose organs have been genetically modified to be more human-like. The FDA is considering whether to allow a small number of people who need a new organ to volunteer for rigorous studies of either pig hearts or kidneys. I'm Ed Donahue.
Looks like there will be no partial government shutdown this weekend after all. Congress giving final approval to another of those stopgap spending bills will keep the lights on at least until March. More details at SRNNews.com.